cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Yo, folks. You are tuned to the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We take your calls, and always with the apology that we can't get them all in. And, boy, I don't know how to apologize, really. Some folks hang on the line and wait, so I understand it. If you I owe you an apology, but the we only have an hour, so we'll try to get your calls in. And I also try to, if somebody is a new caller, I try to get them in. And those of you that have, you know, been on the show, you know, dozens of times, you might get passed over for a new caller, and I hope you understand on that. Well, here we are. A couple things I'd like to talk about tonight, and with us is George in Maryland. George, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, James. Amazing times we're living in.
Yeah, boy, is it looking good. I had a major realization in the last day, which is that we'll have to keep pinching ourselves and reminding ourselves that we are in a cloud of disinformation, and it will affect all of us. So we have to kind of slap ourselves a little bit and say, wake up, wake up. That's the New York Times. You just read that in the New York Times. Consider the source, and, you know, go on the premise. Not only do we know they're lying because their lips are moving, but also realize that these are the snakiest, just as Donald Trump called them. These are sleaze. That was the word he used. They are scum. He used that word. These are the worst people in the world. He used that phrase. And he used it over and over again. And this is a monumental perception by Donald Trump that none of our great political leaders have ever, or prominent political leaders, have ever made before. Not one of them has ever stood before us and repeatedly said, those people, pointing right at the cameras, are scum. They are sleaze. They are the lowest, this is such an important breakthrough thought. And let's hope that Donald Trump just keeps hammering on that point throughout his 8 years in the presidency. And let me also say, I don't even want to say let's hope, because I'm going to count on it. And he is showing in his first week as the president-elect that, in fact, we can count on him. He is pointing out that there's sleaze. In his latest tweets, he keeps referring to the New York Times as the failing New York Times. He never says, well, he does sometimes say the New York Times, but he usually puts in the adjective failing. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you. So he's keeping the battle up. Now, a couple of stories I'd like to cover here tonight. One is the Federal Reserve. I haven't seen anybody covering it. I haven't seen Matt Drudge covering it or anybody else. But boy, is this a big story. Maybe we're opening the story here. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Bank, they run the Federal Reserve Bank. How many people? Seven. I haven't seen anybody comment, George, on this fact. There are only five governors right now. There are two vacancies, two big, fat vacancies waiting for who? For Donald Trump to fill those two vacancies. And he can do it on day one. And it's so juicy. It's so wonderful. It's something none of us ever thought could ever happen. And Ron Paul, please take a memo on this. And Rand Paul, you know, this is your dream to rein in the Federal Reserve. Well, Donald Trump has the opportunity, and of course he'll do it, to appoint two governors to the seven governor board of governors. But it gets better. On January in 2018, Janet Yellen is over. Her term, her four-year term, appointed by Barack Obama, is done. Guess who gets to replace her? Donald Trump. Now we've got three of the seven. She's not going to be replaced. Unfortunately, she will stay on as a governor until, let me give you the bad news there. She will stay on as a governor. I'm going to look at the complete list here of all these clowns. Janet Yellen will stay on. They are in for 14-year terms. And she was appointed by Obama in 2010, so she will be there till 2024. January of 2024. President Trump will actually be able to replace her. Even she will be replaceable. But it gets even better. The vice chair, let me find this data for you, of the Federal Reserve, his term runs out in June of 2018. I'm doing this from memory now, so a little bit tough here. And that is Stanley Fischer. June of 2016, he's done as the vice chair. Guess who gets to appoint a new vice chair? Donald Trump. Now, he is, as I understand it, and any of you callers out there who have a better understanding of the Board of Governors than I do, you can correct me, but my understanding is that the governors or the chairman and the vice chairman must be appointed from among the seven sitting, or however many are sitting right now, five governors. So the plot thickens. Here's the bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. The bada bing is Donald Trump appoints two governors in January. The bada bang is when he awaits the expiration of Janet Yellen's term in January of 2018. And the bada boom is he can now appoint one of the two governors that he appointed a year earlier to be the chair. They call it the chair now. They don't want to say chairman. The chair, okay, of the Board of Governors. And then come June, his other appointment that he made in January of 2017 becomes the vice chair. Wow. How do you like those apples, George?
The Federal Reserve, boy, is that a topic, you know, on the top of the list of RBN people. We'd all, of course, love to see it go away. Donald Trump can't snap his fingers and make it go away. Yeah, kind of all eyes are on him, but these people.
Well,
let me finish the thought.
Yeah,
they've driven interest rates to zero, and the stock market is artificially levitated. It has only one direction to go. So Donald Trump has a little bit of a management over just when we're going to, you know, push interest rates back up and totally clobber equities worldwide, with the Dow Jones settling at something like 7,000 instead of 19,000 where it is now. So this cataclysm is coming. I'm looking forward to it. And this is a chance the very first chapter in The Creature from Jekyll Island, everyone in RBN, if you haven't read it, get a copy. It's called The Name of the Game is Bailout. This is a chance for Donald Trump to let, you know, the Federal Reserve do its thing, hike its rates, crash the markets, wipe out some big banks, and not bail them out. So that's my message out there to the Rand Pauls and the Trump administration going, well, let it all happen, but don't make us pay for it this time.
Well, yes, all true and well said there. But now let's just I haven't seen anybody cover this, so we're doing it for me, first time here on the show tonight. And so let's walk our way through this because it's so beautiful. It's, you know, as I said, you know, did we wake up in heaven and are we pinching ourselves? Is this really true? Are we going
to? That's why they're not reporting it, James, is because this is a little bighorn major league for the other side. Oh, my right. God, the Federal Reserve lies prostrate and it's at the mercy of Donald Trump.
Right. Now our enemies fully expected Hillary to win. Now they're being hoisted on their own petard here by their own chutzpah. They were so overconfident. They could have filled these two vacancies on the Federal Reserve Board a year ago. But Obama left it for his, you know, for Hillary to do this. And, you know, nobody see this is a sleeper and the media is covering it up. But let's look at this. I'll just read them to you. Janet Yellen's the chair. Her chairmanship ends on February 3rd. I got it wrong. February, not January 3rd, 2004. No. February 3rd, 2018. Stanley Fischer is the vice chair. He's done on June 12th of 2018 as the vice chair, but he will continue until 2020 as the governor. 2020, he gets replaced by Donald Trump. We'll get to that in a moment. Daniel Tarullo, he is going to be on the board till 2022. Donald Trump gets to replace him. Jerome Powell, he will be on the board. He's the only one Trump can't touch, and there's a caveat to that. He's going to be on, he's scheduled, if he fills his full 14-year term, to go out to 2028. But all of these serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States. They're appointed by the President of the United States. They're confirmed by the Senate, but we've got a Republican Senate. And that's another thing I'm going to be talking about tonight. For the first time since 1928, the Republicans have the control, the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Herbert Hoover had it just for a moment. For 2 years, he had control of all three. Blew it. It was gone in 2030. So this is unique. Green lights all the way down the railroad track for the Trump train. And here we're pointing to the green lights in the Board of Governors. Of course, there's a green light in the Supreme Court, of course, the seat of Antonin Scalia. Donald Trump will fill that, you know, the first 30 days he's in office. But these other two seats, so let's look at this. Come January, we've got two Board of Governors appointments from Donald Trump. So he now has two out of the seven seats. Just wait a year. Now, of course, all this action you're talking about, George, will probably have to happen in that year. So this will not be on Donald Trump's account. Whatever happens with the Federal Reserve will not be on his account. He'll have two members on the board. You know, imagine people like Paul Craig Roberts is too old. He wants to appoint young people, but Paul Craig Roberts on the board, on the Federal Reserve board. Put Ron Paul on there. Come on.
No, I'm coming right? back to you. I'd like Mr. Roberts to. I would like him to attempt to appoint because Mr. Roberts has rubbed me the wrong way. He's just kept saying, no, we can't win. And he's one of the surprised people last week to go, wow, I was wrong too.
Oh, good. I missed that. A mea culpa from Paul Craig Roberts. Well, Paul Craig Roberts, folks, is the former assistant secretary of the Treasury. He's the former editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal.
He did not come out and say that I was wrong. He just was wrong. Oh, okay. He said nothing positive. I mean, he's been telling, read his stuff every time it comes out, and it's always, woe is me, we have no chance. Now, all of a sudden, we've won. What's he going to do now?
Yes.
His heart's in the same place as ours is, but being a broken record that we never have a chance, we can't win, that's unacceptable.
But imagine this. Imagine if Ron Paul got a phone call from President Trump saying, Ron, how'd you like to be on the Board of Governors?
Well, I wish he would do it. Because, you know, yeah. Mr. Paul's people were sitting on their hands of this whole thing. You know, the Trump revolution came. They won with no support from the libertarians. For God's sake, they tried to disreal him. Where's yeah. where's I don't know. You know I'm going to beat up Ron Paul, and let's not do that. But
this
yeah,
is a
go
great
ahead
way.
And appoint him.
Yeah,
that
this
would
is
be
a great
way to put your money where your mouth is, Dr. Paul.
But it's a great way also to feel the love again for Ron Paul. To be brought in as maybe the world's greatest expert on the Federal Reserve, and he would Ron Paul would take it apart in detail. I mean, and by the way, I read the Federal Reserve Act, which is the short name of the Federal Reserve Act enacted in 1913 under President Wilson, and you know that makes for very interesting reading, folks. There's some stuff in there that people like Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen and Alan Greenspan have not been telling us about. The original text of the Federal Reserve Act does not give them the power that they are exerting. It clearly puts the Secretary of the Treasury in a senior position to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. It's really clear about that. And Ron Paul would bring it back into line. This Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan who tell Ron Paul, to his face in House hearings, we don't report to you. We don't report to anybody in the federal government. That's BS. And when you read the original Federal Reserve Act, you get all of that stuff. But anyway, let's go back to the scenario. Two appointments immediately, so he's got 2 out of 5, 2 out of 7. The next one to expire is in 2020, Stanley Fischer. He's done as a governor. So just wait. You know, that's going to come really quick. Wait 2 years. Now you got 3 out of 7. Hey, this is starting to look good. Plus, you have the chairman and the vice chair. Ooh. Now, when's the next one? When do you get the majority? 4. And this is assuming none of these other people, I don't know how old they are. Some of them might die or retire. The next one to expire is Daniel Tarullo in 2022. So at the latest in 2022, Donald Trump can have 4 of 7 governors on the Federal Reserve Board. Ooh-wee. And those are 14-year appointments.
If he does that, do you think that he'll be able to arrange for an audit?
Oh, yeah. And of course, if he's got 2 governors on in 30 days, 30 days from now, well, not 30 days, but 30 days after he comes into the White House, if he has 2 governors on the board who are people like Ron Paul or Paul Craig Roberts who are jumping up and down demanding an audit of their they're now governors, and they're saying, we want an audit right now. Even though they're in a minority, how does Janet Yellen say no? How does Stanley Fischer as the vice chair say no? I mean, they look utterly corrupt. All they're asking for is an audit. Open the books. Tell the people what's going on. But if you have Governor Paul and Governor Paul Craig Roberts on the Sean Hannity show every night saying, come on, folks, this is rotten. This is rotten. The pressure would be unbearable for Yellen and Fischer and Tarullo and Powell. And the other one I didn't name is Lael, looks like a woman, Lael Brainard, who she expires in 2026. She can also be replaced by Donald Trump. Nope, sorry, 2026, got that wrong. That's unless we repeal the 22nd Amendment. So she's immune there. But we can get this audit, and it also brings the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, a lot of the libertarians, a lot of the people motivated, you know, the big chant, you know, when we were in that rally at the Target Center in Minneapolis in 2008, 5,000 to 10,000 of us roaring loudly. What was the chant that we spontaneously started and we were all yelling? American Freedom Party Chairman. Yeah. American Freedom Party Chairman Bill Johnson was yelling it. Our presidential candidate Merlin Miller was there with us. He was yelling it. End the Fed. End the Fed. We chanted it for about 5 minutes at the top of our lungs. We'll be back on this and with your calls after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
Tongue-tied, just an earthbound.
Fact. Next, just bridge.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Now I'm gonna jump through topics here tonight. I've got two callers waiting, Bill in Wisconsin and it says Ty in Wisconsin, but that it says Ty, so I'll go with that. It says Ty in Wisconsin. A couple of things. I just want to hit some bullet points here before we end, run out of time. And I want to cover some things that other shows, I haven't heard other shows cover them. I haven't read the coverage. We just talked about the Federal Reserve. Boy, can we talk about that for an entire show. Here's another new one. Donald Trump and global warming. I haven't heard anybody talking about this. Donald Trump, on the campaign trail, has ridiculed the global warming religion and the phony scientists who are part of the global warming cult extensively. Donald Trump doesn't buy this snake oil. So we're looking for another area where Donald Trump will really upset the apple cart because, folks, we're right at the point where in the United Nations and at the next global warming conference, these clowns were scheduled to crush the American economy, crush Western white economies under energy restricting, manufacturing restricting shackles. Trump is going to throw these off. Now, here's a little headline in that area, some support for Donald Trump. A Nobel laureate named, it may be a new name to you, Ivar Javer, That's a Norwegian name. He was born in Bergen, Norway. He became an American citizen. He got a Nobel Prize in 1973 for his work on superconductors. And brilliant stuff. We'll talk about that sometime. He built on the work of John Bardeen, who got a Nobel Prize John Bardeen's Nobel Prize, also on superconducting. Bardeen's a third cousin of the wife of my own fifth cousin. And the here's what Ivor Jaber had to say. President Obama's statements on global warming are dead wrong, said Nobel laureate Ivor Jaber, who rejected the president's claims that man-made global warming is causing climate change. Quote, I think Obama is a clever person, but he gets bad advice. Global warming is all wet, unquote, Jaber said in a speech entitled Global Warming Revisited. He gave on July 1st this year to scientists from 90 countries attending the 65th annual Nobel laureate meeting in Lindau, Germany. Jaber, who was born in Norway and became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1964, was one of three recipients of the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1973, and it was on superconducting. Jaber is criticizing the president's statements on climate change, particularly his 2015 State of the Union remark that, quote, no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change, unquote. And then he says, the biggest problem Obama faces is climate change? How can he say that? Jaber asked. I say this to Obama, excuse me, Mr. President, but you're wrong. He is dead wrong. And then he says, so global warming really starts with these two people, Al Gore and former United Nations climate head Rajendra Pachauri, Jaber continued. And what they did, they made this curve popular. And what did this curve measure? Well, this curve measures what is the average temperature for the world for a whole year, for 1 year. So there's an average temperature for the whole Earth for 1 year, and that measures in a fraction of a degree. And by the way, he says in his speech, he says, how can you tell the average temperature of planet Earth? How in the world can you gauge such a thing? There's no such thing as a thermometer stuck in the Earth at the North Pole. You get a reading like you do on your turkey on Thanksgiving. So what does that mean? He says, I think probably nothing. Let me talk about that again. From 1880 to 2015, the temperature on Earth has increased from 288 degrees Kelvin to 288.8 Kelvin, an increase of 0.3%. I think the temperature has been amazingly stable. And he says, and he goes on, just very, very good stuff. Let me see if there's another good quote for us. Got a little break coming. And I'll give you just a little bit more of this great Nobel laureate in physics, Ivor Jaber, right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. So we touched on this global warming thing. Second topic, not talked about yet. There's too much to talk about with Donald Trump. So many opportunities. Global warming. Donald Trump is going to take apart the Fed. He's also going to take apart the global warming hoax. A lot of other hoaxes he's going to take apart. But this one, the global warming one, is going to make a big difference in your life, in the life of my kids and yours. Let me just, I touched on it. Here's another one. I just saw this during the break here. This is a news item, flash news. A Russian newspaper, a news site, is claiming that Donald Trump is a descendant of the Viking Rurik, who founded modern Russia, the first czar of Russia, Rurik. A Russian newspaper claims that President-elect Donald Trump is distantly related to Rurik, the legendary Viking who founded the Russian state. This paper says they have genealogical data linking Trump to Rurik through the family line of Trump's mother, Mary Ann McLeod, and that's spelled M-A-C-L-E-O-D. It's actually spelled M-C-L-E-O-D. And he was a Viking, the Vikings, Norwegians, conquered Moscow, and they conquered Kiev, rather, and they started the Russian Tsar dynasty from Kiev. Well, just a little note here for our vis-a-vis our radio show. Rurik is my 33rd great-grandfather, and I am a cousin to Donald Trump through his mother, Marianne McLeod. I'm a McLeod also, so that's an interesting headline. They picked this up. Donald Trump, what they're saying would be accurate. Donald Trump would be, through his mother, a descendant of Rurik. So that's interesting. Let's go to another story, another big, big story. And thank you, Bill, for waiting, and Ty in Wisconsin for waiting. But I want the audience to know this. As I was going through the checkout line this afternoon with my little Norwegian son, who's 5 years old now, I'm looking at the National Enquirer, the latest issue. We told you so. Big, full page, everything. Donald Trump, my first 100 days, in his own words. Illegal immigration, deport all the criminals, crush ISIS, my plan to ensure world peace, abolish Obamacare, make medicine cheaper, drain the swamp, the crooked politicians I'll bust. We open the magazine up. First two-page spread is the editors of the National Enquirer really hammering it home that the pundits, polls, politicians, the press, everyone else was wrong. And we were right again, again, and again. And they make the point, we're the media now. The New York Times, the Washington Post, in the trash can. Wonderful. That's the first two pages. I go in a little further. You have to go through, all, of course, all the naked people and what is Tom Cruise doing lately. And Chevy Chase's liver and so on, et cetera. What's Prince Harry doing with that girl? My gosh, what an idiot. But then you get to the next great story, which is Steve Harvey's racist rants. That's pretty good. But now, full two-page, big picture of Donald Trump. Trump's work starts on day one, the Trump quake. I like that, George. How do you like that term of art? Trump quake.
The Trump quake. I like it. It's seismic.
Yeah. And what his actions on immigration, healthcare, ISIS, and more will mean for you. Just a beautiful article. Then here's another article. Hillary's gonna run and hide. She will flee the country in fear of Trump's promise to prosecute. Whoa. And they're saying she might go to one of these countries like Qatar or Bahrain. They point out that Bahrain the Crown Prince gave $32 million to the Hillary and Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton foundation. Woo. And this is according to the emails that the Russians uncovered, we are told here. So there's a story there. Then, next two-page, full spread, beautiful, color, glossy. The Forgotten Americans Made Their Voice Heard by Dick Morris. Beautiful. And he points out that Trump won among white people. How long has it been since we read stuff like this? He won among white people 58-37, even more strongly among men, but even with white women, Trump won handily. And now, another two-page spread. In other words, the National Enquirer really, really acting as a press for us. Meet the towering Trumps, profiles of all the Trump family, including young Barron Trump, 10 years old, shown here hugging his dad. Very interesting. So we're meeting our first family. This is wonderful. And I think, that's a lot. I'm trying to remember if I saw something else here. I just picked this up. But they're making here's one. You know, how do they cover Anderson Cooper? Here's a big story with a picture of Anderson Cooper standing in just some jockey briefs. With his endowment clearly evident. Anderson Cooper, underwear parties, bulging with gay stars. Okay, so they're letting him have it, you know, right in the teeth. the full page size picture of Anderson Cooper standing there in his underwear, exhibiting himself. And this apparently is taking off. The latest thing in Hollywood is underwear parties. And there you have it. So I wanted to make sure you got the National Enquirer in. I'll have a few more topics I want to cover, but let's now stop being rude to our callers. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
James, I don't know where to begin. Hi, George. I appreciate George's analysis of where the stock market's going to go. My thinking on it is, why wait to 2018? Janet Yellen, you're fired.
Okay? Oh, I didn't mention that. That's right. The president can fire any of them.
Yeah, yeah. And if we want to end the Fed, fire them all. And then let's start over. Because if that stock market goes like we think it's going to go, they're going to say, hey, this is the return of Herbert Hoover. And they're going to try to put the blame on that. Now, we had some good news and bad news today. Good news, Newt Gingrich has removed himself as a candidate for the cabinet. He removed himself. Baloney. What happened was he didn't get a job. So that's good news. Bad news, Henry Kissinger, Mitt Romney, Nikki Haley are all going to meet with the president. Now, when Henry Kissinger goes up the elevator or escalator to Trump's headquarters there, they ought to open the window and push the sucker out, because I think he's gone way beyond his usefulness to the American public. So we don't want to hear anything that he's got to say. And
now,
Mitt
Bill,
Romney, why do we want to even talk with him? Or
let
Nikki Haley? Trumper people.
I'll give you a hypothesis. Donald Trump is so much in charge right now that he is able to have Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley. These people are coming as supplicants. They're coming as supplicants, Bill. And Donald Trump, the fact that he's meeting with them, talking with them, doesn't mean a thing. It means he's in charge is all it means. And I think psychologically it's a wonderful move. If the press wants to, Donald Trump is a master at using the press. These people, these snakes, the scum in the media, Donald Trump has outfoxed them at every turn. He has used, all of us have seen this, he's used the media to clobber the media. He's made these people cover him and put him on television, get his message out for free, didn't have to pay for it. And I think he's doing it. He's not going to stop being the master that he was in the primaries. He and in the general election, he is going to be even more devastating as president of the United States. So I think he's using the whole thing. And you know, Henry Kissinger isn't going to get a job in the Trump administration.
Oh, I know he isn't. He isn't. The only picture I want to see is Henry Kissinger kissing his feet.
Well, he's doing that. In other words, when they come. They are in fact supplicants. When they come, they're going to come see Donald Trump. I guess this is going to happen in Trump Tower. We'll talk. Maybe we get to talk for a minute about this. Chris Robach. I think this guy, or Kobach, Chris Kobach. Excellent material from him. Excellent discussion from him on controlling immigration. So. We may get a chance to talk about Chris Kobach, but and appointments like Stephen Bannon, that's the real deal. Excellent. So I'm with Roger Stone. I believe Donald Trump is such a towering genius. He's not a featherweight. He's not a George Bush. He can't be used by some smarty pants manipulator on his staff. Donald Trump is too smart for all of that. So he's going to make some brilliant brilliant appointments.
Yeah, on global warming,
yes.
PBS interviewed a couple guys, and one of them was David Rothkopf, the author of Superclass. and I got the book and everything, 6,000 People Run the World. Anyway, he was harping on Trump on the global warming issue and says that Trump's advisor on that, I forget the guy's name, is a global warming denier. You ought to look it up, James.
Beautiful.
So that's good. But, you know, these other people, don't even waste your time, man.
Yeah, but see, but he's not wasting his time. He, there, as I said, the key word is supplicant. These people are coming to, you know, bend a knee before Donald Trump. It's fine. That's fine. He's not, you know, remember when he sat there in that chair and shook hands with Obama and, you know, said it was an honor to be there. Do you think he meant that? You know, do you think anybody believes he meant that? No, he's just playing it smart.
Last item. Hey, James.
Yeah.
You know, you're related to everybody in the world. You even told us you were related to Ann Dunham. So
yes.
That means you're related to Barack Obama.
Yes.
I don't even want to look at my ancestry if I'm coming up with people like that.
Well, no, it's not your, you know, what you got want to be concerned about is your patrimony, your patrilineal, you know, your father's, you know, your cousins you have no control over. So Barack Obama is a distant cousin. But Rurik is my grandfather. He's my grandfather. His blood flows in my veins. Barack Obama's blood does not flow in my veins.
I'm glad to hear that, James.
This is good. I'm going to look up that global warming story. Who's his advisor?
CBS.
Is.
CBS NewsHour.
That
Hang
is so
in there,
huge.
George.
Well, thank you too, Bill. Excellent commentary tonight.
Okay. Good night.
We'll see you. And folks, what Bill just said also. Donald Trump, and he said it, he's already said it, he's going to unleash the pipelines, unleash the natural gas, unleash the fracking, unleash the coal, unleash the oil. Folks, unleash all the other restrictions and so on. Folks, we are an energy behemoth here in the United States. We are by far the most potent energy country in the world. And the global warming scam was designed to shackle America, to batter us down, to take away our Trump card, which is our energy. And Donald Trump is going to, you know, the gas is going to be cheap. Oil is going to be cheap. Natural gas is going to be cheap. And we're going to be processing this stuff here and exporting it. We're going to be, and he says, I'm going to make America rich. And this is one way he's going to do it. And global warming, total BS. I didn't read you the rest of the thing from Iver Javer, but this Norwegian Nobel Prize physicist goes on to, you know, make some of the points as to why global warming is a complete hoax. The temperature of the Earth, he says, actually what's more likely right now is an ice age. An ice age is more likely to start pretty soon than any kind of global warming. But fluctuations in the Earth's temperature are very well recorded by serious scientists, and they have been really wide, you know, excursions up and down of the Earth's temperature, and the Earth has done fine through the whole thing. Let's go to Ty in Wisconsin. Ty, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think the axiom, hold your friends close and your enemies closer, that's exactly to the T of what Trump is doing right now. In meeting with Henry Kissinger, you know, everybody's going, oh, geez, you're getting into the New World Order and all that. No, Trump simply has the wit to be nice. And just like Newt hung himself, that's what these other guys, Trump is being the master, the art of the deal. Bring these people in and let them just hang themselves. He's letting them drain the swamp that they are, because they know they can't stand up and hold his rod of righteousness, so to speak. The scepter, they're not worthy of being under the Trump scepter. So
Ty,
they'll just weed themselves out.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm thinking of Psalms 2, right? I'm getting some feedback here. It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. You've heard how people compare Trump to Cyrus in Isaiah 45, where it says, you know, you're my anointed, even though he wasn't of Israel?
Well, Ty, I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying that they can't stand in the face of the scepter of Donald Trump. And he really is. He really is an anointed man. The common thread of thought among folks like Jerry Falwell Jr. and others in the evangelical community is that the reason we're, you know, this man, you know, we're charged with supporting this man. We got a break coming up, and we'll be back right after that.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, that's us, folks. The politically incorrect. Here's a flash news announcement, late breaking. As of 8 p.m. tonight, today, Donald Trump has nominated, has offered the job of National Security Advisor to my favorite choice for the position. How could he do better than this? Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Wow. What do you think of that, George? Come in, George.
Well, hey, James. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yes, I'm very happy with right. it. We need yeah. the spy apparatus to work for us and not against us.
And folks, let's review how good this is. Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General, got his MA from the Naval War College, went to the Command and General Staff College. He 33 years in uniform, most of it combat or operations. He was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Folks, that's the top. That's the tip of the spear. Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. That's not the CIA. That's not the NSA. That's another intelligence agency and a really good one, just like naval intelligence. Very, very important. He was the director of that. He left the job in disgust with Barack Obama. Ah, he didn't want to bend a knee to Barack Obama. Oh, he didn't know Trump was coming, but Trump was in his future and he didn't know it. So here are these two men of destiny, Mike Flynn and Donald Trump. Michael Thomas Flynn, Mike, born in 1958. And let me see some of his personal stuff. Here is political party. I like this. Democratic. I like that. I like that. Let's see, he doesn't have anything much about his personal life here. Let me see if I can find it a little bit. Born in Middletown, Rhode Island. He is blah, 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 blah. See a little bit about his background. He was offered the vice presidency by Donald Trump. He says, I submitted the vetting documents. He said, I grew up in a very strong Democratic family and a surrogate and top national security advisor for President-elect Trump. And then the, well, there
hey,
you
James,
go.
Hey, James, that's a winner.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I've got about 10 seconds. This Trump is bringing all the vanquished losers to him and offering them to beg for mercy, just like Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, and I beg for mercy from Gaither in Oklahoma. Forgive me, Gaither. Can I give you a rain check? Please call back tomorrow night. Jeff in Idaho, same offer extended to you. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Paul Fromm will be with us here on the Trump Phenomenon.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.